Now today I want to tell you what a lesson with plums, the President of the United States, and a good friend all have in common. Now it might sound weird, but all will be explained. My name is Siani Vesely, and this is my podcast. So the main topic I'll be discussing is heroes. Heroes have been glorified throughout our day. Whether they are fictional or real people, they are, by society standard, the best of the best. So I started to wonder, what makes a person a hero? Do they just wake up one day and say, I feel like being great today. I think I'll change the world. Or is it more complicated than that? What is the formula for being a hero? So with this question in mind, I decided to go to some of the wisest and most accessible people that I know. So that is how I ended up talking with both my parents about their biggest heroes. Okay, go.
My grandma is she was the biggest hero in my life. Number one, she wasn't educated, but she believed in hard work. She couldn't even write her name before I would speak English. But she worked very hard and she educated all her children. And being a granddaughter to her, she impacted those children with meaning.
Now, I don't really remember much of my great-grandma, so I was interested in hearing some examples on how she was such a hero. My mom's response, to say the least, was very unique, considering it involved plums.
So this day we have eating, and back home, after eating, you, the child, you have to collect every dishes, go wash it up, clean it up, and sweep, make sure where it's tied up. So this day we got you eating, and a friend of mine came. It was about plum season. And she came, she's like, oh, let's go for some plum. And I just jumped over everything without cleaning up or washing anything. And we went, we collected so much plum, and I ate a lot, having eaten dinner at that rate, and then go put plum on top of it. So when I came back, I brought some of the plum home. I came, my grandma had cleaned up, she had washed all the pots and stuff. And she told me, she said, sit down. She said, as a girl child, you're going to be a woman of yourself one day. You have a home, you have children, and you have to train them. As a woman, whenever you cook, learn how to clean up. Make sure you're a clean person. Clean up after yourself, wash your dishes. If you don't clean up, you're going to be a person wherein anybody will not just want to eat anything from you. But after that, we went to bed that night, and from that plum eating, my stomach started hurting me. I cried like for almost like half of the night, and my grandma was just laying down on her bed. She didn't even move. So the way I cried severely, and she got down from her bed, she got a water, put some salt in it, and put it on top of the lantern to make the water warm, and how she gave it to me, I drank it. And when I drank it, it's like I started burping, passing no gas. I ended up running out to go in the bathroom. And I felt so released. And she told me, greediness is one thing you should be careful of. When you eat, you know that your stomach full. Don't mind, because the food is there and your eye behold everything. Then you should stuff it in your mouth. It will make you sick.
While this story is very entertaining, what truly makes it unique is that it goes from just being a story to a more of a valuable lesson that helps her in the long run.
And from that day, I learned my lesson. Like, I don't care how many food they got. Once I feel like I'm full, I don't overfeed myself. I just stop. Because it happened here, that plum story will continue. We have gone to North Carolina for a wedding, and the lady in which was stopping over to her house, they were cooking some of the food there. And everything they had there is like, it was things I loved. They had fish, plenty. They had the color, they had fish, they had cassava. I mean, they fish a lot of things, and I ate so much. Until when we went to the reception hall, they had even had more food, and there were chow rice that I like. I made an attempt. My stomach is full. I wanted to eat, but I couldn't. Like, when I made an attempt, my mind ran straight to that plum story. I said, no. Because if I eat, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to throw up. And I have to go to the bathroom. It's going to be a disgrace on me. So I didn't eat anything from that reception hall. I held myself. We got back home. I didn't even eat anything until the next day. So from that plum story, I learned when my stomach say I'm full, I don't stuff it because my eyes behold food.
So I thought I had figured it out. I thought that heroes are just people that have the ability to be your own personal guide that gives you plum lessons from time to time. But just to be sure I had it right, I asked my dad for his piece. And he gave a really unexpected answer.
Who is your biggest hero in your life and why?
In my lifetime, my biggest hero will be Barack Obama.
Now, don't get me wrong. Having a president as your hero is completely fine. But when it comes to my dad, he's in his late 50s and has been around long enough to see a lot of things and meet a lot of people. So Obama has only been around for 8 years, and even then my dad doesn't see or even hear about him all the time. So how much guidance can he truly have for my dad? This is where my good friend comes in. She's actually my sister, and she made me think when she was doing her own podcast about identity and belonging that maybe heroes don't have to necessarily be someone's personal guide, but someone who can and does have an impact on your identity, inspiring you to be a better person. That's why my dad's answer isn't really as surprising, because I have some understanding.
The reason being, in my lifetime, he was the first president I ever voted for in America, and he won the election. And since he has become president, he has done so well. There has been nothing to come from behind him to surprise me in terms of being negative. Everything of his life is some kind of positive influence.
Do you remember any kind of impact that he made on you that kind of like shaped the person you are today?
Oh yeah, he made me to believe that if once put your mind on something, they can do it. Since I don't have the chance of going after the dream like him, it has changed my destiny that when I support you as my children, you guys will be able to reach the best of your potential.
So I've learned that to be a hero, you have to have some sort of positive impact on a person's identity, whether it is through a weird lesson on plums, seeing a man who runs our country that you may never even meet, or even being a good friend and helping to inspire to create a good podcast on heroes and identities.